Then the sons of Israel, the whole congregation, came to the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed at Kadesh. Now Miriam died there and was buried there. There was no water for the congregation, and they assembled against Moses and Aaron. Then the people argued with Moses and spoke, saying, "If only we had perished when our brothers perished before the Lord. Why then have you brought the Lord's assembly into this wilderness for us and our livestock to die here? Why did you make us come up from Egypt to bring us into this wretched place? It is not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, nor is there water to drink." Then Moses and Aaron came in from the presence of the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting and fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron assemble the congregation, and speak to the rock before their eyes that it shall yield its water. So you shall bring water for them out of the rock, and have the congregation and their livestock drink." So Moses took the staff from before the Lord, just as he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron summoned the assembly in front of the rock. And he said to them, "Listen now, you rebels, shall we sons of Israel, for that reason you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them?" Those were called the waters of Meribah, because the sons of Israel argued with the Lord, and he proved himself holy among them.
Kadesh Moses then sent messengers to the king of Edom to say, "This is what your brother Israel has said." You know, all the hardship that has overtaken us, that our fathers went down to Egypt, and we stayed in Egypt a long time. And the Egyptians treated us and our fathers badly. But when we cried out to the Lord, he heard our voice and sent an angel and brought us out from Egypt. Now behold, we are at Kadesh, a town on the edge of your territory. Drink water
not turning to the right or left until we pass through your territory. Edom, however, said to him, you shall not pass through us, or I will come out with the sword against you. Again, the sons of Israel said to him, we will go up by the road. And if I and my livestock do drink any of your water, then I will pay its price. Let me only pass through on my feet, nothing more. But he said, you shall not pass through. And Edom came out against him with a heavy force and a strong hand. So Edom refused to allow Israel to pass through his territory. Then Israel turned away from him.
Set out from Kadesh, the sons of Israel, the whole congregation came to Mount Hor. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron at Mount Hor, by the border of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron will be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land which I have given to the sons of Israel, because you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and his son Eleazar, just as the Lord had commanded, and they went up to Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregations.